Excited na po tayo for today's message? Manalangin po tayo. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, God. We just wanted to thank you for your goodness. We just wanted to thank you for your grace, Lord. Panginoon, salamat kasi kung wala ka sa amin, Lord, wala kami rito ngayon, Panginoon. Kaya, Lord, patuloy kaming tatayo at mananampalataya sa tanging pangalan mo lamang, Jesus. Lord, buksan mo po ang aming puso, ang aming kaisipan, Panginoon, para sa iyong salita. And Lord, we know, God, that you have something for us today, Lord. Lord, cover the word of God today with your grace and with your truth, God. We just wanted to lift up your name up, Panginoon, at ikaw lamang po ang aming itinataas, Panginoon, sa lugaring ito. We wanted to thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I'm gonna entitle this message, Why Obedience? Pwede bang sabihin niyo po sa katabi niyo yan? Why Obedience? O yung hindi mo naman pinansin, yung nasa kabila mo naman, tanong mo ulit sa kanya, Why Obedience? Luke 6:46 to 48, if you have your Bible there, kung meron po kayong physical Bible or you can read it on the screen. Sabi po sa Luke 6:46 to 48, this is actually about the parable of the wise and the foolish builder. Basahin po natin. 46 says, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Kasi it's easy naman talagang tawagin si Lord, pero it is really hard sometimes to obey the Lord. O, di ba? Alam nyo na kagad. 47, As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. 48, Sabi ni Lord, They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. And when a flood came, when a storm came, when the torrent struck that house cannot be shaken. Pero, verse 49, But those one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Alam nyo, I believe that Christianity is all about obedience to the Lord. Every Sunday po, I'm always hearing different testimonies, different stories, or different marites. Huwag nyo na pong tignan yung katabi nyo, hindi po yan marites. Different marites asking, Uy sis, uy bro, paano ka ba tumitibay sa Lord? Paano ba ang lakas-lakas mo sa Lord? Or let me say, paano ka ba lumalago sa Lord? And alam nyo po yung one common answer that I always hear? Through obedience. Siyempre, kasama na yung faith, kasama na si Lord, pero yung one common answer is to be obedient to the Lord. Amen po ba? Though, the sad reality, I know that some of us will relate, is that most of us, most Christians nowadays, hindi tayo to, kasi perfect po kayo, sa ibang service na lang to. Pero di ba, most Christians nowadays, we are too focused on what we want to do rather than what God is saying us to do. Can I get an amen? Amen. Masyado tayong focus sa gusto nating gawin rather sa ma-focus tayo dun sa gustong ipagawa sa atin ng ating Panginoon. Amen po ba? And alam nyo ang nagiging ending madalas ng disobedience? Kapahamakan, madaling masira, madaling bumagsak, katulad ng foolish builder, right? Nagtayo ng bahay sa buhangin, ano yung sabi sa Bible? Nung dumating yung bagyo, yung mga waves and all, madali siyang mataob. And I believe that's one consequence of disobedience as well. Now when we disobey or may disobedience sa ating life, sometimes it can lead us to destruction. Amen. Kasi alam niyo po, ang nakakalungkot, madaming Christians po nowadays, hindi po kayo to ulit, ang hindi naiintindihan or nakikita yung importance or benefits ng obedience. And also, hindi nakikita yung consequences ng obedience. Amen? Admit it. Let's admit it. Maraming Kristiyano po ngayon ang problemado sa obedience. Lalo na kapag hindi pabor sa gusto natin. Yung sa, Lord, 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 I will follow you. Sige nga, iwanan mo nga yung trabaho mo. Ay, joke lang, Lord, next time na lang. Amen. 'Di ba maraming Christians po ang problemado sa obedience. Ang madalas, ang obedience nagiging optional. Yes, nakilala natin si Lord, pero obedience, optional lang 'yan. I am saved by grace. I am saved by faith. Pero I believe that obedience is not optional. It is a must. Kailangan nating gawin at sundin ang ating Panginoon. Amen po ba? And I believe in one thing, na ang obedience po is also a very foundation ng ating Christian life. Wait a minute, Kuya Elise. Nako, yan na yung wait a minute. Wait a minute. Eh, Kuya Elise, ang foundation ng Christianity is faith. Amen? Amen? Sabi nga dun sa Ephesians 2:8-9 eh. Ano yung sabi dun? For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I understand you. Sinasabi nyo na po ngayon sa isip nyo, eh, by grace nga, oh, Kuya Elise, oh, sinasabi dyan, oh, by faith nga, Kuya Elise, oh, through faith nga, oh. Then bakit yung obedience is one of the foundation of Christianity? Alam nyo po bakit minsan, hindi, ito lang yung nakikita natin, we are actually missing yung verse 10 eh. Diba kapag, nabasa na po ba natin to yung Ephesians 2:8-9? Madalas dun lang natin binabasa eh, right? Pero can we read verse 10? Ano po yung sabi sa verse 10? For we are His workmanship. Kumbaga, obra maestra ka ng ating Panginoon. Nilikha kang maganda, gwapo, kaibig-ibig, perfect ng ating Panginoon. We are made by Christ, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should, ano daw? Walk in them. That we should obey them. That we should obey God. Amen po ba? God determined, alam po ng Diyos, that we would be made by Him in Christ for good works. Para makalakad tayo dun sa kalooban sa atin ng ating Panginoon. Amen? Pero at the end of the day, ang sinasabi po, our obedience, yung paggawa natin, it doesn't save us, but it is the result nung niligtas po tayo ng ating Panginoon. Amen po ba? Nung niligtas tayo ng Lord, it just means na, anak, eto na yung good works, you just need to walk on it. Amen po ba? At malinaw pong sinabi dyan talaga ni Paul, he carefully pointed it out na ang obedience, hindi yun yung nakapaligtas sa atin. Pero, our obedience is the evidence that we are God's workmanship. Amen po ba? Na yung pagsunod pala natin sa Lord, this is the exact image na tayo ay workmanship ng ating Panginoon. Pwede bang sabihin mo sa katabi mo, obra maestra ka ng Diyos? I believe that we are not saved for our own benefit. I believe that with all due respect, we are not saved to live a self-centered life. I believe that we are not saved to live carelessly. I believe that we are not saved to walk in sins, to walk on our self-desires. I believe that we are not saved and created just to follow the patterns of the world. But I believe that we are saved, of course, to serve Christ and to obey whatever He is telling us to do. Amen. I believe that all of us are created for something glorious. Yung katabi mo po ngayon, tignan mo po yan, that guy, that girl, you are created for something glorious. Ibig sabihin dun sa mas magandang bagay na plano sa atin ng ating Panginoon. Amen po ba? Alam niyo po, one reality, you can sit there, wherever you are, kung saan po kayo nakaupo. You can always listen to a lot of sermons, preaching from Pastor Stephen, Pastor Jen, Pastor Len, kay Diane, and also mine. Pero I believe na yes, we are hearing it, you're sitting there, you're taking notes, but without obedience, but without obeying it, it's nothing. Hindi po ako galit, nagpapaliwanag lang. Pero that's the reality. You can sit there, you can listen there, but without obedience, I believe it's nothing. Nai-inform lang tayo. Di ba lagi pong sinasabi ng pastor, wag nating gawin yung Bible as information lang. It's for transformation. Your obedience is better than 100 sermons or any sermons that you're hearing. Kasi kung rinig lang ng rinig, it's nothing. Amen po ba? Alam nyo nga, Nung inaaral ko po siya, sabi ko sa Lord, Lord, obedience to ah. Malamang pagkatapos po nito, magagalit sila sa akin, pero bigyan niyo po ako ng grace and mercy ah. Pero alam niyo, nung pinakita rin sa akin ng Lord, yung consequences ng disobedience eh. Kasi alam niyo, madalas, na-realize ko as a Christian, kahit gaano tayo katagal, madalas nalilito kasi tayo eh. Right? Nalilito tayo minsan eh. Pero alam nyo, ang disobedience, ano yung mga consequences niya? Pababagsakin tayo, pahihinain tayo, walang maidudulot na mabuti, it will distract us to our calling, it will punish us, at papatumbahin tayo. Amen po ba? Kasi tayo po, at the end of the day, you can choose your action. You can choose what you wanted to do. You can choose your action, but you cannot choose the consequences of your actions. Is it aligned to the will of the Lord? Or is it not aligned to the will of the Lord? Pero syempre, hindi natin pag-uusapan to. But we'll be talking about the benefits of obedience. Kasi I believe that there is power in obedience. Amen? There is guidance in obedience. There is something good about obedience. Mahirap, pero masaya. Naalala niyo po ba nung first time kayong nakakilala sa Lord? May pinagawa ka agad si Lord, nahirapan ka pero nagawa mo? Ano po yung naramdaman nyo? It's fulfilling. Kasi may benefit ang obedience eh. Ready na po tayo? Benefit number one. Ano nga ba yung mga benefits? Number one, obedience makes us stronger. Though, this time, sa mga panahon ngayon, ang nangyayari po, na pagbabaligtad natin. Are you still with me? Yung obedience, nagiging mukhang disobedience. Or let me say, yung disobedience naman on the other hand, nagiging mukhang obedience. Simple lang po. Ang mundo kasi natin ngayon, ganito po ang nangyayari. Pinagmumukhang tama yung mali at pinagmumukhang mali yung tama. Amen? And ganun din po sa obedience. Minsan nakala natin, we're obeying the Lord, we're obeying the Lord, I'm following the will of the Lord. But are you really obeying the Lord? Amen po ba? Alam nyo yung path ng disobedience, masaya, satisfying, maganda, kaya tayo, ratrat ng ratrat, sige pa. Addiction, pornography, lust, pangungupit, pagnanakaw, hindi pagrespeto sa magulang. Masaya, ratrat ng ratrat. Kasi yun yung nakikita natin sa mundo ngayon eh. Masaya, fulfilling, disobedience looks good, pero bukas, yari ka dyan. Amen? Ang disobedience, saya ngayon, iyak bukas. On the other hand, ano ba yung path ng obedience naman? Ang path ng obedience kasi different eh. Ang path ng obedience, I believe, it is gross, yuck. It is painful, amen? It is sometimes you need to compromise things, amen? Kapag tinawag tayo ng Lord, may mga bagay na susukuan tayo. Pero at the end of the day, kapag nasa obedience path tayo, I believe na ang Lord sasama sa atin dun sa path na yon. Amen? Pangit yung simula, messy yung simula, painful yung una, pero it will be all worth it. Bakit? Kasi alam natin ang Diyos yung sinusunod natin. Amen? Pwedeng umiiyak ka ngayon because of your disobedience. Maybe some of you, or I mean obedience, pwedeng umiiyak ka ngayon. Because of your obedience, maybe may sinabi si Lord na, anak, iwanan mo na yan. Anak, dito ka talaga, para dito ka talaga. And ikaw naman, ayaw na ayaw mong bitawan. Lord, mahal na mahal ko to eh. 3 years na kami nito, Lord. Pero dinadala ka sa masama. Then the Lord asks you, sige na, iwanan mo na yan. Yes, sometimes ang obedience sa Lord mahirap, nakakaiyak, it's painful, pero it will always be worth it. Iyak ngayon, masaya kinabukasan. Kasi lagi kang may bukas pagdating sa ating Panginoon. Amen po ba? Pwede bang palakpakan natin si Lord? Napakabuti ng Diyos. Purihin ka, Jesus. 2 Corinthians, maybe some of you, Equalis, paano ko mapapanish ang obedience? Paano ko malalampasan ang disobedience? Paano ko siya matatalo? 2 Corinthians 10:3-6, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. For the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. 5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedience to Christ. And we will be ready to punish, ano daw? Every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. When was the last time that you really obeyed the Lord? When was the last time na kapag may nirequest si Lord, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord? Alam niyo po technique para ma-punish ang disobedience? Alam niyo po? Obedience. Kasi kung hahayaan mong yung disobedience mag-punish sa obedience, kapahamakan yan. Pero kung vice versa, if you wanted to make to be stronger, if you wanted to grow more for the Lord, if you wanted to be the wise man who built his house dun sa mas malalim na foundation, then punish disobedience with obedience. Alam nyo ang matinding kaaway, na, ang matinding solusyon para layuan ka ng kaaway? Ipakita mong gustong to the highest power mong sumunod sa Diyos. Amen po ba? Kasi alam nyo, kapag hinayaan nating i-punish tayo ng disobedience, maraming apektado eh. Family, resources, personal life, emotional. Right? Kasi disobedience will punish us. Kapag may mga bagyo, pwedeng tataob tayo agad. Kapag may mga ulan na malalakas, mga waves na malakas, pwedeng malunod tayo. Kapag disobeying tayo, pwedeng mawasak tayo. Kasi when we disobey, or kapag may disobedience, wala pong malalim na foundation eh. Parang tayo yung nasa verse kanina, dun sa parable, yung nagtayo ng bahay saan daw? Sa buhanginan. Kaya nung dumating yung bagyo, ano nangyari? Gumuho. Amen? Pero alam nyo po yung pinaka-the best na kakampi natin sa worst experiences natin? You just obey what God wants you to do. Nung time na nalugmok ka, ang iniisip mo, hindi ka naaatin ng church, ayaw mo na. Nung time na wala kayong pambayad sa kuryente, inisip mo na kagad na mangutang, wag nang umatin ng church, umalis sa Lord, lumayo sa Lord. Pero alam nyo ang solusyon? You just follow still. Mahirap ang obedience. Pero uulitin ko po, it is always worth it. Obedience, it will make you stronger. It will give you the foundation na nanggagaling sa ating Panginoon. Who wants to be powerful? I mean, who wants to get that strength na nagmumula sa ating obedience? Then you obey the Lord. Make a decision today to obey God. Amen po ba? Alam nyo, kaya lang naman hindi tayo nakakapag-obey. Correct me if I'm wrong with all humility. Tayo pong lahat, Global Fam, kayo rin, damay kayo. Hindi lang sila dito. Alam nyo, tayong lahat kasi sanay lang sa requirements eh. Let me correct. Tayo pong lahat, sanay lang sa requests, pero hirap na hirap sa requirements. Lord, gusto ko nito. Bigyan mo ako ng magandang trabaho. Ay, Lord, gusto ko nito. Bigyan mo ako ng pera. Gusto ko ng malaking sahod. Sabi ni Lord, mag-apply ka muna kasi, nak. Lumabas ka naman ng bahay, anak. Tapos sasabihin natin, Lord, naiintindihan mo naman, di ba? Then how can the Lord move? Right? We always request. Pero mahirap tayo sa requirements part eh. Amen? Sabi natin, Lord, gusto kong lumago pa. Gusto kong maging stronger pa. May mga prayer po ba tayong ganon? Gusto ko pong mas tumibay yung faith ko sa'yo. Lord, gusto kong mas lumapit yung relationship ko sa'yo. Pag ikaw talaga. Gusto kong mas mapamahal sa'yo. Sabi ni Lord, read the word. You pray for it. Ay Lord, Netflix muna ako. You want to be stronger? Obey God. Read your Bible, pray. Amen? Do your devotions. And of course, love the Lord. Amen po ba? Kasi I believe na yes, dadating yung mga shaking sa mga buhay natin. Yes, I believe na susubukin tayo ng mga malalakas na alon ng buhay natin. Pero I believe that when we obey God, shaking might be coming, pero hindi tayo nito kayang pataubin. Amen po ba? Na kahit nandyan yung shaking, dahil obedient tayo sa Lord at nandyan ang Lord para sumama sa atin, may foundation tayo eh. Si Lord mismo yung foundation natin. Amen po ba? And ito po, warning ah, hindi porket malakas ang boses, kailangang sundin. Dapat naaayon pa din sa salita ng Diyos. Hindi kasi lahat ng malakas boses ngayon, totoo. Minsan fake news. Pero gusto niyo yung totoo at tunay at wagi? Word of God. And I believe that whatever battle we're going through because of our obedience, I believe that God will always fight for you. He will always work in you. He will always be walking with you. Amen po ba? Exodus 22:23 says, "But if you indeed obey His voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary. We will go through difficulties. Maraming pwedeng mangutsa sa atin because of our obedience. Pero sunod lang tayo ng sunod sa Lord. Bakit? Kasi He is fighting for you. He will always fight for you. Alam nyo, eventually, yung pagsunod mahirap, pero it will give you life. It will give us joy. It will give us peace. Amen po ba? And obedience makes us unshakable. It will make us stronger. Amen po ba? Let's go to number two. Siyempre, ang obedience hindi lang will make us stronger, but I believe obedience will also bring peace to us. Obedience brings peace. Alam niyo po, growing up, or nung siguro, let's say, nung nakakilala na lang ako sa Lord, alam niyo po ba yung obedience or yung obeying the Lord is the worst or the words I never imagined I would say. Kasi alam nyo, every time I'm hearing the word obey, Elise, gawin mo nga to. Elise, ganito dapat. Elise, eto yung gagawin mo. It makes me anxious. Kayo rin po ba ganon? O ako lang? Example sa bahay. Sino po yung mga anak? Mga anak, mga naging anak. Hindi lahat naman. Mga anak, syempre. Diba? Na-realize nyo po ba yun? Yung sa bahay na lang eh. Ako, sabi ko sa inyo, pag naririnig ko yung obedience or yung obey, nagiging anxious ako sa bahay. Example, kapag narinig po natin yung boses ng parents natin, or let's say, boss natin, kapag pasigaw, ano pong ginagawa natin? Tumatakbo tayo kagad, lumalapit tayo kagad sa kanila. Amen? Yung parang kunyari, tinawag, Ruben! Gumising ka na! Diba? Alice! Asan ka na? Anong ginagawa natin? Eto na po! Di ba ganun tayo? It makes us anxious, right? Pero alam nyo, na-realize ko, may mas nakaka-anxious pa sa ganung tono eh. Alam nyo kung ano? Pag sinabi ng mga parents natin, anak, di ba? Anak, baka naman. Di ba? It makes us anxious, right? Kapag sometimes naririnig na natin yung mga ganung words, it makes us anxious. And most of the time, kapag si Lord may pinapagawa sa atin, it also makes us anxious. But I realize one thing, kung si Lord ang nagpapagawa sa atin, ibig sabihin alam niya yung pinapagawa niya sa atin. Madalas lang kasi kaya tayo nagiging anxious, mas gusto natin yung sarili nating outcome kaysa sa sariling outcome ng ating Diyos. And sometimes yung nagiging outcome sa atin, disobedience. Amen? Let me be clear. Ang disobedience po, it robs your peace. You remember the first time you know Jesus? Diba? Ang on fire. Sunod tayo ng sunod sa Lord. Pero kapag may mga bagay nang ipapasuko si Lord, ano na po nangyayari? It robs your peace. Ang disobedience, tinatanggalan po tayo ng saya. Ang disobedience, tinatanggalan tayo ng ligaya, ng kapayapaan. Alam nyo nga, na-realize ko kung bakit minsan nagdi-disobey tayo sa Lord. Kasi there are baggages in us that's stopping us to obey the Lord. There are baggages in us that's stopping and hindering us to obey the Lord. Maybe at some point you tried to obey the Lord before. Maybe at some point you tried really following the Lord. Pero hindi yung outcome mo yung naging outcome. Then you just stop and make that tampo or baggage to the Lord. Kaya nahihirapan po tayong mag-obey. Pero when we decide to let go of those baggages, kapag hinayaan natin, ipahawak natin muli sa kamay ng ating Panginoon, I believe yung obedience kusang lalabas eh. May mga bagay kasing papagawa sa atin si Lord na hindi natin maiintindihan sa ngayon. Pero eventually, kapag pinakita ni Lord yung resulta nung ginawa natin noon ngayon, makikita mong naging mabuti at tapat siya sa ating mga buhay. Kasi minsan kapag pinasunod ka na, or hindi minsan kapag madalas, pinapasunod ka ng Lord, it's not for your own bad, but it will always be for your own good. Amen? Kaya minsan mahirap ngayon, pero I believe na kapag kumilos si Lord, kaya niyang ayusin kung ano yung mga kinatampo natin, kung ano yung mga baggages natin. Amen po ba? Ang formula kasi natin po bago sumunod, ganito eh. Lord, bigyan mo muna ako ng kapayapaan bago ako sumunod. Amen? Lord, gusto ko muna ng peace bago ako sumunod. Pero kasi hindi ganun ang formula ni Lord eh. Alam niyo po ang formula ng Lord? Peace comes after obedience. Ang kapayapaan will always come after obedience, hindi before obedience. Ang nakakalungkot, sumusunod lang kasi tayo kasi alam na natin yung outcome eh. But what if, are we still willing to obey the Lord if we don't know that outcome? Amen? But I know in one thing eh, ang obedience, it's our responsibility. Pero ang outcome, it is God's. Amen? Kaya kapag pinasunod tayo ng Lord, sunod lang tayo. Kasi hindi naman tayo dadali ng Lord sa kapahamakan eh. Rather, dadali niya pa tayo dun sa mas magandang plano niya para sa atin eh. Kaya don't be scared on following and obeying God. It will always be worth it and will always be for your own good. Amen po ba? Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Kapag walang kapayapaan, it means it is not from God. Pero kapag may kapayapaan, alam niyo po ako, every time I'm making a decision, I always pray to the Lord. Sabi ko, Lord, ito ba yung kagusto? Kayo ba ganun din po na minsan may mga decisions kayo sa life niyo na minsan parang may bagabag ba? Na parang, sure ka? Yung pinag-pray mo na, nakarinig ka na ng answer, tapos, sure ka? Wag mong gawin yan. Hindi po demonyo yun. Minsan, sometimes, or most of the time, that's the prompting of the Holy Spirit eh. Kasi again, hindi hayaan ng Lord na ikapahamak mo yung ipapagawa niya sa'yo eh. Do you love God? Obedience. Do you love your enemy? Do you forgive your enemy?
Yes.
Do you pray for those who persecute you?
Yes.
Kasi ang love God, madali eh. Pero alam niyo what robs your peace? Love your enemy, pray for those who persecute you, forgive your enemies. Bad trip yun, pinakamahirap yun. Pero that's a command from the Lord eh. That no matter what it is, if you want peace, obey. Love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, and forgive those who hurt you. Kasi kapag may kaaway ka, lumiliit yung circle mo eh. At ayaw ng Lord yun. Di ba nga lagi natin inaano to? Na kapag magkaaway kayo ng asawa mo, kung nasan yung asawa mo, wala ka dun. Pero sa amin po mag-asawa, baligtad kami. Si Aileen po yung wife ko, nandyan lang somewhere yun. Kami po baligtad eh. Kapag magkaaway kami, kung nasan siya, nandun ako. Irritable siya. Pero di ba you're getting my point? If you want to have peace, then obey what God is saying. If someone hurt you, then forgive them. If someone persecute you, then pray for them. Mahirap, pero may peace. Obedience. Pero alam nyo nga, di ba katulad ng sabi ko kanina, I'm so anxious, kinakabahan ako every time I hear the word obey or obedience. Pero I just thank God because the moment that I've been matured, mas na-realize ko sa different perspective kung ano yung obedience. Minsan kasi ang tingin natin sa obedience, si Lord lang yung nagbe-benefit. Pero let me say this with all humility, na sa obedience natin, hindi naman si Lord ang nagbe-benefit eh. Tayo. And as I grow spiritually, I realize one thing, na ang obedience, it means that you will submit and surrender to God and His Word. Natatakot lang naman tayong sumunod, lalo na kapag hindi natin kilala yung taong magsasubmit tayo or mag-o-obey tayo. Amen? Kapag yung taong yun, wala tayong relationship. Pero you all, we're talking about God here. We know Jesus. He is the one who saves you. He is the one who takes care of you. He is the one that loves you in your worst. He will always be the one who will love you. Then why are you hindering yourself to obey the Lord? Amen po ba? He is so faithful. He is so true. And I can confidently say, na nung nag-obey tayo or nag-obey ako sa Lord po, it brings me peace. Kasi ang mundo, puro kung ano-ano lang ibibigay sa atin. Pero si Lord, He will always be focused dun sa bagay na ipapagawa niya sa atin. Amen po ba? Let's be obedient and act according to the word of the Lord. Hayaan po nating sundin natin kung ano po yung kagustuhan ng ating Lord. Amen po ba? Pwedeng yung mga lugar, it seems hard to us, napapadala tayo ng ating Panginoon. Pwedeng yung mga bagay na papagawa sa atin ng Panginoon might be hard, pero ano yung promise niya sa Deuteronomy 31:8? And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. I don't know where God is bringing you today, pero I believe in one thing. He will go before you. Not just go before you, but He will walk beside you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Kaya kung ano man po yung pinapagawa ng Lord, sundin natin. Sunod lang tayo. Amen? Maybe God is touching you or saying to you a long time ago, you serve again. Then serve again. Maybe God is telling you na you serve me again, that you go to church again. Then do it. It will bring you peace. Alam nyo, I can only speak for my experience. I know that some of you, mas matagal po sa akin, and sobrang saludo po ako sa inyong lahat. I learned a lot from you, lalo na po sa mga elders natin, from our pastors. Pero I can only speak from my experience, but I have to tell you na yung obedience pwedeng scary sa una, but it will always end up bringing us peace. Kasi yun ang gusto ng Lord sa atin, magkaroon tayo ng kapayapaan sa puso kapag sumunod tayo sa Kanya. Uulitin ko po, hindi po hahayaan ng Lord na papahamak tayo. Amen po ba? At ang gusto ng Lord, magkaroon tayo ng kapayapaan at ng peace sa ating puso. Amen? Number three, and I want to end with this. Obedience lead us to intimacy with Jesus. Newsflash, you heard it right. Ang formula ng Lord, obedience is equals to intimacy. Pwede bang i-repeat natin yon? Obedience is equals to intimacy. Alam nyo, katulad nung pinag-aaralan natin kanina, I believe that we cannot say that we love the Lord, but we don't do what the Lord says. Amen? Uli. I believe that we cannot say, I love you, Lord, but we are not doing and following what God says to us. Kasi you cannot know God without obeying Him. Amen po ba? John 14:21, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Now of course, we must understand as well this thing, that sometimes we will be stumbling, we will disobey what God wants us to do, but the Bible is clear that if we live obediently and get back to the Lord, we will truly enter a place of intimacy with Him. Amen? And when we say intimacy with the Lord, it means letting go of our sin, nakikita man yan o hindi. It means seeking to love other people, nasaktan ka man o hindi. Amen po ba? Ang obedience, it is really uncomfortable. Kahit nga ako po, while I'm preparing it, alam niyo po, munti ko nang ma-disobey si Lord eh. Alam niyo po bakit? Kasi sabi ko sa Lord, Lord, I'm praying for a topic. Help me, Lord. Alam niyo po, Thursday or Friday, while we're doing yung divine encounter, Friday, Sabi ko sa Lord, Lord, are you really sure with the topic that you're giving me on Sunday? Obedience? Amen? Sabi ko, Lord, sigurado kong ito yung ipapatopic mo sa akin. Kasi Lord, napaka-uncomfortable. Parang uncomfortable eh. Di ba kaya nga po nag-news alert ako sa inyo kanina na malamang wala pong mag-amen. Pero one thing that I hear from the Lord, alam niyo po yung sinabi niya? Go. Go. Kasi dapat papalitan ko po yung topic ko eh. Ng peace. About peace. Pero one thing I realized, the Lord just impressed me about it. Bakit mo pa itatopic yung peace kung pwede mo nang itopic yung obedience? Na marirealize nila na kapag may obedience sila, magkakaroon sila ng intimacy with me. At marirealize nila na kapag may intimacy sila sa akin, may peace na kasama yon. Kasi when we say intimacy, parang sa family natin, you are in one home. And when we have that intimacy with the Lord, ibig sabihin, we are at His home. And I believe that when we are in the house of God, there is peace. You might be troubled right now. But have that relationship with the Lord. I know. It's really hard to obey the Lord. Mahirap. Pero alam nyo, when we obey God, nagkakaroon ng mas matinik na relationship eh. Kasi mas naririnig mo kung ano yung gusto niyang ipagawa sa'yo. Ewan ko, may inexpressible joy eh, na makikita at matatagpuan sa pagsunod sa ating Panginoon eh. Kaya nga, when God says no, then you also need to say no. But when God says yes, then yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Ang kaaway po, gusto niyang nakawin yung relationship na meron tayo sa ating Diyos. Ang kaaway, gusto niyang mapalayo tayo sa ating Panginoon. Pero what I realize about it, ang Lord wise eh. Meron siyang distinct voice na ipaparinig sa atin. Ang kaaway, sasabihin, sige, gawin mo yan. Porn, sex, without outside marriage. Manghupit ka pa, magnakaw ka pa. Yun yung ipaparinig ng kaaway. Pero ang Diyos, may distinct voice siya. Anak, huwag ipapahamakan yan. Alam mong si Lord yung tumatawag sa'yo kapag may sinabi siya sa'yo. Though, it's so really hard to listen and hear what God is saying kapag may decision ka na or outcome ka na or may decision ka na kung ano yung gustong sabihin sa'yo ng ating Panginoon. Na may gusto pa lang sabihin sa Lord, may gusto pa lang sabihin si Lord sa atin, pero ikaw may decision ka na kung ano yung gusto mong sabihin sa'yo ng Lord. Amen. Ang disobedience will puts us a distance between God and us. Pero what I really love about the Lord, we disobey, but His love will stay the same. His grace will never change. His character will never change. Kung paano kang nakilala ng Lord, yun siya eh. Kung paano mo siya nakilala, yun at yun siya. And obedience brings us closer to God. Ang kaaway, hindi kanya kayang i-take out, pero tatry kanyang pagurin. Disobedience, disobedience. Lord, suko na ako, susunod na ako sa'yo. Yun ang kayang gawin ng kaaway. Pero don't you get be tired. Don't you dare get tired sa pagsunod sa ating Panginoon. Mahirap, iyak now, pero saya later. May mga bagay na pwedeng ipinapasuko sa atin ng Lord, then you give it up to the Lord. Amen? Alam nyo nga, kapag si Lord sobra, di ba, pansinin nyo, kapag may mga close kayo, close friends, let me say, di ba, minsan may mga nonsense siyang sinasabi sa'yo, pero ikaw, hungay. Right? May mga ganun po ba kayong kaibigan? Yung kwento ng kwento, pero hungay. Ganun ka lang ng ganun, kahit di mo naiintindihan. Tama? Yung hindi mo alam, aalis pala kayo, tapos ikaw, hungay. Diba? Merong ganon? I believe na ganon din si Lord eh. When He is so close enough to you, and what He tells you is weird, and absolutely make no sense, then be ready for a big thing. Remember Noah? Noah? Sino si Noah? Hindi po trick question. Yung gumawa ng ark. Diba God called him, Noah, May uulan ng malakas, magbabaha, magugunaw, malulunod lahat. Gawa ka ng ark. Tapos sama mo yung family mo, maglagay ka ng pairs ng animals. De si Noah naman, kung ako yung nasa side ni Noah, Lord, ang araw-araw. Walang ulan, oh. Hello, Lord. Di ba ganun tayo? Pero alam nyo what Noah did? He still do it anyway. I realize, God may not give us all the details. God may not give us all the information dun sa obedience na ipinapagawa niya sa atin, but do it anyways. Amen? Kasi God is calling you to do obedience or to obey Him kahit minsan nonsense, walang full information, then just wait until God pulls it off. Anong nangyari kala Noah? It's all worth it. Sinunod niya si Lord, hindi siya napahamak. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? Amen. Kasi minsan kailangan mo lang maghintay. Natatakot kasi tayo mag-obey kasi gusto natin mabilis eh. Gusto natin fast result agad eh. Lord, susundin kita. Ganito dapat may house and lot, may pulang kotse na sports, blah, 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 blah. Pero hindi. Paano ka magkakaroon ng house and lot kung hindi ka nagtatrabaho? Right? And pwedeng yung iba sa atin, ay, Kuelis, matanda na ako masyado dyan para sumunod sa Lord. Huh? With all respect and humility po, you are not too old and too young to obey God. You are not too old and too young to obey God. Do what God is asking you to do. And when God is asking you to do something, kahit sobrang messy niyan at first, just do it anyway. Amen po ba? There are things that we will compromise when we follow the Lord. There are things in our lives na isasakripisyo natin when we follow the Lord. But do it anyway. Kasi alam niyo po, ang cost ng following kay Jesus, or there is always a cost on following Jesus eh. Amen po ba? Laging may cost yan eh. Pero two things lang po. Are you willing to get the cost of following Jesus? Or are you willing to get the cost of not following the Lord? Amen po ba? Kasi alam niyo po, the cost of obedience is small compared to the cost of disobedience. Uulit-ulitin ko, ang disobedience, pwede tayong pabagsakin. Kaya tayong pataubin. Pero when we obey God, I believe that He will always store something for us. Pero alam niyo, katulad ng lagi kong pinapaulit kanina, we disobey, lumayo tayo sa track na gustong sundin na pinapagawa sa atin ng Lord, umalis tayo sa piling ng Lord, umalis tayo dun sa serve. Pwede ngayon, nandito ka sa church, pero your heart is really away on obeying and following the Lord. Pero alam niyo po, God is always willing to show the way. You just go back. You just go back. Kilala niyo po si Adam and Eve? Adam and Eve. Yung kumain po ng ano? Apple daw. Di ba yung fruit of knowledge? Di ba parang may moments doon na parang tinanong sila ni Lord, Adam, Eve, asan kayo? This was the moment na na-realize ni Adam and Eve na naked sila. Right? Amen? Nakakasunod po? Then God is like saying from afar, Adam, Eve, where are you? Asan kayo? Hindi ko kayo nakikita. I am walking right now, but you are not walking with me. Alam niyo, one thing I realize about it, actually, nung tinanong ni Lord na asan sila, it's not a question of condemning them eh. It's not a question of condemning them. But I believe it's a question to say, come back in position. I'm right here. Adam, asan kayo? Wala ako rito para i-condemn ka kahit nag-disobey ka. You just come back in my position. I'm right here and I will walk with you. We disobey, but God will always show us and lead us back to our way and to our purpose. Obedience will hurt us, pero it will always bring us to our purpose. Mahal ka po ng Diyos. may purpose ang Diyos sa buhay mo. Hindi niya hayaang bumagsak ka dahil sa disobedience. Kaya tayo po ay encourage you and I challenge you. Just try it out. Kapag sinabi ni Lord na mag-meditate, you meditate. One step at a time. Huwag naman yung pagtapos paglabas nyo, ah, ito na, I'm obedient to the Lord. One step at a time. Hindi po minamadali yung pa-obedience. It's a process. Pero at the end of the day, yung process na susundin natin when we obey God, hayaan natin siya po yung patuloy na manguna sa ating mga buhay. Maybe there are some points in our lives that we are still resisting to obey God, pero I challenge you today, try the Lord in it. Because He will always be faithful in us. And He will always be true to His Word. Sunod lang po tayo sa Lord. Masakit, mahirap, pero worth it. Amen po ba? Take a step toward obedience and you will never go wrong on doing it. Or let me say, you will never go wrong following Jesus. Lord, salamat for today, for giving us the message. Lord, it might be painful for us, but Lord, we know, God, that you will always be with us, that you are always with us. Kaya, Lord, walk and work in us, Lord, today. And Lord, we're deciding today, Lord, whatever is resisting us to obey you, God, we just wanted to lift everything up to you, Lord. I don't know, Lord, the story of each and everyone. Pero Lord, I'm praying for the peace that comes only from you when they obey. Ang obedience, Lord, mahirap, masakit, magulo. Pero it is always worth it, God. Umiiyak kami ngayon. Pero I believe, Lord, na yung joy, yung fulfillment, will always be with us and upon us, Panginoon. Lord, we just wanted to thank you for being a faithful God in our lives, Panginoon. And Lord, right now, we will just wanted to follow, Panginoon, your voice, Panginoon. Salamat po, Panginoon. I'm praying, Lord, that you open everyone's heart, Panginoon, to really obey you, truly, God. And thank you, God, even sometimes we disobey and we lose path, but Lord, you are the God who is always willing to pull us up, to pull us back, Panginoon, papalapit sa'yo. Kaya Lord, ngayong araw na ito, wala po kaming ibang gagawin, kundi pasalamatan, papurihan, dakilain ang nag-iisa mong pangalan sapagkat ikay naging tapat, ikay naging mabuti, ikay kailan may hindi nagbago sa aming mga buhay, Panginoon. Salamat po, Lord. We just wanted to thank you for everything that you have done. We know that there is a cost on following you, but we are always willing to take that risk and cost just to obey you, God. We thank you, God. To you be all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pwede bang palakpakan naman natin si Lord ng malakas na malakas? Praise the Lord.
Hello, Global Family. Thank you for listening. If this message have impacted your life, please consider following this Spotify account. Connect with us. Let us know what God spoke to you today. Where are you streaming from or how can we pray for you? If you want to support this ministry and continue advance God's kingdom para punuin ang langit, I want to personally encourage you to support and give financially. Go to our website, gscmnb.com/give, so you can know how the ways that you can support the ministry. See you soon. God bless you.